Hey, this is Pete Cironis, and I'm here with Samara Schulman, president of On Point Consulting. How you doing, Samara?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon. I've actually had coffee today.
I know, I'm caffeinated myself. And I'll tell you what, with Cybersecurity Month on the horizon, October 1 and through October 31, the federal government really focuses on cybersecurity. And with that, one of the articles, Samara, that you brought to my attention, May 2024, titled "Ex-NSA Employee Sentenced to 22 Years for Trying to Sell U.S. Secrets to Russia." I think it's relevant because of something I know you care about and I want you to comment on, and that is that insider threat, the individual, is something that we really have to be mindful of and not so much technology and that type of lockdown. So your thoughts on the article?
I have a lot of thoughts on an article that was just a few paragraphs long. So there's that. What really took me aback was that this was somebody who had only been there for 3 weeks doing this work. That means that quickly that decision was made in his head. And that is scary to me. It's also sad. I was at a conference yesterday that was fabulous. Shout out to ACT-IAC for putting on their data forum. And this article focused on cyber, but more on the insider threat side. We talk a lot about cyber hygiene. We talk about physical security. We think of cleared personnel. This article brought to light that we need to be thinking it's not just about cleared folks. And it doesn't mean that our uncleared coworkers, well, they only need to worry about physical security and cyber hygiene. We all need to be extra vigilant about insider threat, and we need to be running insider threat programs. And I'd venture to say that the majority of industry and companies are in some way or another. So to me, this was just a harsh reminder. Again, this decision, this person made this decision within 3 weeks, put it into action as well, all within 3 weeks. It's a little mind-boggling about how this affects all of us.
So let me jump in. The article, I agree. Employee education and awareness. I know you and I've talked about that's something that federal government must do continuously, and you do it as a company. Access controls, monitoring, detection, incident responses, like putting all these measures in place. Facility clearance is something your company is well known for, and doing background checks and vetting. But I love that you mentioned data. And yes, shout out to ACT-IAC. And shout out to you all for having a featured role there. Data classification is something that, whether it's locked down by the network or reinforced your training, those are just some things I pulled from listening to you. And then when we talked and prep for this, I mean, any comments on that, just because you hit on it? I mean, it doesn't stop, right? Continuous education to staff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the panelists was talking actually about zero trust. The thing that he said that I thought was very interesting was, A, it forces us to be better on our side when it comes to data tagging and things of that nature and knowing where our data and our assets are. B, the other interesting thing was that he said it makes it harder for bad actors. It automatically takes away a whole class of threats that previously existed. And to hear him say these are classified threats, and I don't mean classified in the term of facility clearances and that nature, but the classifications of threats. So something that may seem to us like, ugh, zero trust, or this is going to take longer to use the program, or more help desk calls, it's also slowing down the bad actors. And it's just outright eliminating threats that we had to think about prior to this, and that we had to have employees thinking about and had to spend the money on hiring the people to eliminate those threats. And something like a framework being instituted does that for us.
Here's what I hear, and I hear this, in my head, both as a former federal employee, but also someone who runs his own business. Continuous monitoring and improvement. There's always new threats out there. This article really speaks to, when you think about it, improving your social engineering defenses. You have to stay up to date, and you better darn well know about or be proactive when it comes to latest social engineering tactics and techniques.
Keeping everything up to date means keeping our trainings and our employees up to date as well.
You are always on point, and thank you for being on point, Samara Schulman. Thank you again. This was an awesome chat, and I can't wait for our next one.
Sounds great. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.